Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the WTO, those of you who are here for the first time. I hope not many. I'm very, very, very pleased to join you to help to launch this new handbook on trading services. And this is a very important addition to a growing body of literature, I think, on trade and also in services. Now, it's not surprising to you when I say that services are central to the global economy, connecting countries, connecting enterprises, citizens around the world. And the services sector is, for the great majority of countries, the sector that accounts for the greatest share of domestic production and employment. Now, in fact, the research that we have done shows that in services, when measured in terms of value-added terms, it accounts for almost 50% of the world trade today. So this is greater than the shares of the manufacturing sector or agricultural sector, which are much more traditionally associated with trade. And in fact, this measure does not even take the whole picture into account, because it's really tough to measure up the commercial presence in a foreign country, which is the so-called Mode 3. So how do you measure Mode 3? Particularly when FDI today, a big chunk of it, people say over two-thirds of FDI, is on services. So despite all this, services is sometimes regarded as an emerging issue, a new issue, something that is only of interest to some countries, mostly the developed countries. Now, this view does not absolutely reflect the reality in the world today. It seems that we need to update our trade policy software for sure. So the book we're launching today is an important step in that direction of making changing this vision. It looks at a very large number of key issues in relation to trading services through all different lenses, so the legal lenses, the economic lenses, the political lens. So it brings together experts with a range of perspectives, and I'm very glad that a number of them could be here with us today to share their insights. I'd like to acknowledge also the discussant ambassador, Tokir Shah of Pakistan, as well. So thank you for taking part in this discussion. This volume helps to highlight why trading services matter so much. For example, it shows how services provide the necessary infrastructure for trading goods to flourish, whether in road transports or maritime transport, logistics, distribution services. So even the more traditional kind of trade in manufactured goods require services to flourish. It also showcases how services act as enablers of global value chains. Logistics in itself is a pretty good example of that. Without services crossing borders, it will be impossible to coordinate production stages in different countries. In fact, the research that we also have shows that efficient services are a key determinant of export performance in manufactured products. Now, the book also highlights the role of trade of services in the digital era. Now, in this era that we are living, in 2015, e-commerce in goods and services was worth around $22 trillion, and it has grown the fastest in emerging economies. So again, it is precisely services that are a key enabler of e-commerce in two particular ways, I think, which are pretty evident. The first one is connectivity. So telecommunication services, including the internet, mobile telephony, database services, they provide the infrastructure for the transmission that is required for all this trade to happen. The WTO binds and encourages openness in telecommunications, particularly through the GATS commitments. So this is a way where the organization has played a very significant role in laying down the foundations for e-commerce to flourish. Another way that it helps significantly is that services can support diversification. So a large range of services, from professional services to education or even health services, they can be supplied electronically over digital networks, to the despair of some, but that's the reality. Trading services under Mode 1, so which is the sales of services in the importing country, is essentially e-commerce, mostly. So the growth in this area is providing opportunities for developing countries to enter these flows and to diversify their exports. So I think, again, the importance of services for growth, development, and connectivity is quite clear, maybe not to everybody, and that's precisely what the book tries to do, is to share this wealth of information. It is also clear to me that services will be central to the future work of the WTO, the WTO itself. So on negotiations, transparency and monitoring, disputes, or capacity building. So our success will depend to a significant degree on our ability to reflect the reality of the trading system today, where obviously services plays a very major role. So this means seeing services as a topic that of concern not to just a few, but to everyone. It is a key part of trade policies and an essential tool for economic development and connectivity. The book that we are launching today is a welcome reminder of precisely this point. It shows, I think, beyond doubt, the importance of trade in services. Just to conclude, anybody who is following the agenda of the conversations in the WTO today will see how useful it could be to take a look at the book also because of the things that we have on the table today. A lot of the discussions that we're having now, we are all looking at the MC11, which is the ministerial conference in Buenos Aires in December, and beyond as well. And we are, of course, taking a look at the traditional Doha issues, so services, the more traditional side of services, agriculture, industrial goods. But there are a number of other things that people are talking about. They're talking about specifically, for example, the facilitation of trading services. So it couldn't be more timely. They're talking about investment facilitation. Investment facilitation, a lot of it has to do with FDIs and transborder flows of services. So, again, this is a very critical point that you could be looking into. E-commerce is on the agenda as well. There's a lot of 8 proposals already on the table on e-commerce. A lot of e-commerce, like I just said, is about services. So take a look at that. I think if you are interested in what we're doing and what we will be doing, this is something that I want to recommend to you. So having said all that, let me congratulate everyone that was involved and is involved in this publication. WTO staff, all of the contributors. In particular, I would like to thank the editors, Martin Roy, from the WTO, and Pierre Sauvé from the World Trade Institute. We have here in this room a huge expertise in the services area, so it's great that this expertise is being showcased in the book and hopefully in the discussions that we're going to have now. I hope that you share this wealth of information and put it to good use. So, having said that, before I leave, I want to wish you a very interactive and engaging session. I'm looking forward to be briefed on the results of your conversation. Thank you all very much, and good work.